Yep. Okay, today's Daf Lamed. Let's start at the two dots on the bottom of Chav Tesim Abeis. Torah in Cheshvan. That's what we're doing now. Torah in Cheshvan. We're going to light up the dark days of Cheshvan with the Or of Torah. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol Shu. We're in the discussion of different items, different foods used for Erev. How much of those items do you need to use for an Erev? So I'm reviewing the Mishmur. Kol shu lifton k'dei le'echol bo, kol shu eino lifton k'dei le'echol heimenu. Shmuel says, kol shu hu lifton, anything that is lifton, which means it's eaten with bread. Lifton means like a dip, as a side. Anything that's eaten with bread, k'dei le'echol bo, enough to eat with that amount that you usually use for a meal. Not, meaning it's not that the whole meal is going to be this item, but as much bread, as much you usually eat, is about the bread with this amount, so whatever amount they usually eat with your bread, that's as much as you need for, you need two of those for Erev. Kol she'eino lift, that's something that's not lifton, but it's used for the main course, k'dei le'echol heimenu. You have to have as much Erev as is used, that whole item, as your meal. Basar chai, what about raw meat? About using raw meat for an Erev? K'dei le'echol heimenu, basar, k'dei le'echol heimenu. Enough to eat from it, because that's usually the main meal. As we're showing a mask, we've had in the past couple of days, raw meat is not, you need roi lachila. You can't even have something that's roi lachila idei bishel, we said yesterday. So the Rashba here says, no, it's raw, but it's salted already. It's maliach. So there are some people that eat raw, salted meat. It's not so uncommon. The Ritva here says maybe it doesn't mean totally raw. It means a little cooked. And the next line of the Gemara, which is going to talk about roasted, is going to be fully roasted, and this is just partially roasted. Either way, the Rishonim are bothered by that issue, and they work out how it is edible in some way. Basar tzli, roasted meat. Rabba amar k'dei le'echol bo, Rav Yosef amar k'dei le'echol heimenu. So machlokes, whether roasted meat is used as a main or as a side. Right? According to Rabba, it's le'echol bo, because he assumes that it's a side, and therefore it's like a lifton. And Rav Yosef says k'dei le'echol heimenu, enough to eat from it by itself, because that's the main. This was a machlokas. How do you view basar tzli? Ask the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef mina minala. Rav Yosef says, how do I know that it should be k'dei le'echol heimenu? Meaning, how do I know that people eat this roasted meat by itself, not just as liftan? The hani parsoi achli tavhaki blonama. Because I know there's a bunch of Persians that eat this meat without bread. So you see, these Persians eat the meat without bread. So you see, it's its own course, and it's not just a lifton, and therefore you'd have a larger requirement for Erev. Because it's not just a lifton, it's eaten by itself. So the Persians are not influenced by others. So if you remember, we could ask what we asked 2 days ago on Daf Chav Ches, what about Vatla Daito Eitzah Kol Adam? Right, we had the whole discussion of a certain group of people doing an act, and we say if it's such a right, the Bnei Hutzal we discuss with the baskets on the head, or the people who Arabia who plant the thorns to feed their camels, or the what was brought up then in Babel that they used to eat this chaziz. So Tosfos discussed that there's a certain rule that it has to fit into in order not to say Bala Daito Eitzah Kol Adam. Chav Ches and Aleph on the bottom, Tosfos had said you need two requirements, two ingredients. Number one, it has to be a significant group of people. Number two, it has to be that if the whole world was in that situation, they would also act that way. So does that fit in here? Well, it says, right, the Rav Yosef says, hey, the Persians, they eat this meat by itself. So therefore, they have a larger shear for their Erev. So if you look at that Tosfos quotes this Gemara. That Tosfos, Chav Ches ben Aleph, says, L'hachidami, you know that it says later on, Parsoi, Aviruba da Alma, he says, aye, what about Liftli Parsoi, like Aviruba da Alma, Deinli Levatla, it says Tosfos, you don't say about Lodai, there's a call out up here. The Kiva, the Rov Basar Yeshlev, because those Persians have a lot of meat. The Shara Olam Nami, Imhavi Lahem Rov Basar, Haya Ochlem Lolachem, Dumya da Arvia. So again, Tosfos says, if to fit into my structure, you have to interpret the Gemara this way. That if everybody else had as much meat as they had in Persia, they would also eat it by itself. And they wouldn't just eat it as a lifton. So Tosfos says, it fits in, and that's why you don't say Bala Daito Eitzah Kol Adam. Okay, so Tosfos just quotes our Gemara. But the Gemara does, though, ask, fine, it's not going to be batal, it's going to be significant for themselves. But Emily Abayu Uparsoi have a Ruba da Alma? Are the Persians the rope of the world? Meaning most of the world does not do this. Most of the world eats this meat as a lifton, as a side. So therefore, why should the Persians influence the world? You should go by the smaller shear. Remember, as a lifton is a smaller shear for Erev than as a main. So ask the Baya on Rav Yosef, are they rope over the Alma of Hatan? we learned in a, and it says on the side of Hatanya, this is a brisa, big de aniyim la aniyim, big de ashirim la ashirim. We know a baguette has to be a certain size in order to be makabel tumah. Machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim, Rashi in Shabbos says this applies to any tumah. To any tumah, you have a minimum shear of, for aniyim, it would be 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, and for Ashirim it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. We had discussions of this in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos. But other Rishonim, including Tosfos here, says no, it's not all tumas, it's specifically tumas medrus. Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos, Tafka b'tumas medrus yish chiluk bein aniyim ashirim to be yichud tal yamilsa. Remember we discussed a little bit of tumas medrus. Tumas medrus is tumas mishkav, tumas moshav, where the zav sits on the on an item, and it has to be something that he usually sits on. It can't be that it doesn't sit on, because then we say amov nasam alachteinu, that's not mekabel tumas medrus, and which fits into what we mentioned a couple of days ago, the chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik to explain tumas medrus, that it's not that you're being matami anything, you're creating a medrus hazav. And then Mamela of the Torah is Batami. So maybe you can't get to step one. You can't create a Medrash Hazav if it's not something that's usually Medrash, something that's usually sat on. So Tosa says that's where Makshava plays a role. Whether you usually sit on it, so to hear, it plays a role about what the shear is. Aval Tumas Meis Ein Chilik. And Rafa Shir Babi B'Shalosh Shalosh. But by Tumas Meis, for example, says Tosfos, even a tiny shear, even a Shalosh Shalosh Hazvos will work for a shear. But either way, whatever Tumas is talking about, says this Raisa, that for Aniyim, you have a smaller shear of a baguette, and for Ashirim, you have a larger shear for a baguette. So asks the Gemara, I will bring the Ashirim la Aniyim lo. Asks the Bayan of Yosef, but Aniyim aren't going to require the larger shear of the baguette of the Ashirim. So you see that if you, there's different shear for two groups of people, the group of people that has the smaller shear goes by the smaller shear. And the Ritva even adds that not only that, but even if the majority has one shear. Because the Ritva assumes that Ashirim is the majority. Ashirim here probably doesn't mean rich. It just means not so poor that you have only a little begadim of 3 by 3 at most. So says the Ritva, the majority of people here are Ashirim, and still Aniyim are not Nigra after Ashirim. And Aniyim would have the smaller shear of a Beged, which is 3 by 3 at most. So too asks the Gemara, why regarding Erev Tchumen, regarding the shear for Erev, do we say that just because these Persians eat it as a main, there's a larger requirement, you have to have that amount of food, you should go by the smaller amount, because most people eat as a liftan, and only require the smaller amount for Hilchas Erev. So the Gemara says, okay, but v'chitema hachal l'chumra v'hachal l'chumra, maybe you're right, maybe it's not a din of always going by a larger shear, but we're just going l'chumra in both cases. You always go by l'chumra for big deniyim, even a smaller beged is tamei, and by hilchas erev, you always go by the requiring the larger amount for hilchas erev, that's a chumra. So the Gemara says, no. But we see in Hilchas Erev that you don't always go to Chumrah. But Tanya, we have a Tosefta, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ma'arvin l'chola u'lezakin k'dei mezono. Let's say you're making an Erev for a chola, or a zakin, an elderly person, and they eat less. They eat less than the average person. So k'dei mezono, you could use the less food. You don't have to use the irregular amount of food that a healthy person eats. You can use less food. So you already see that some shirim go l'kula. You don't have to use the regular amount, the larger amount. U'l'ravtan, and to somebody who's always starving, who eats a humongous amount, b'su'da b'nei shekol adam. You don't go exactly by him, but you could go by a regular meal. Meaning, again, l'kula, smaller amount. So you can't just say you're going l'chumra. So where it says kasha, so we don't have an answer to that question on Rav Yosef. But it ended up being a machlokas amoraim. If you have one food where some people eat it as a main, and some people eat it as a side, you know, so what do you, is one group of people nigger after the other? Right? So let's say salad. Some people have salad as a meal. Some people have salad as a side. So how much salad can you use for an Erev? So again, that's, could be the nafkaminas of this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Umiyamar Rav Shimon Elazar Hachi. We just quoted a Tosefta from Rav Shimon Elazar. Did he really say this? What does this mean? This means that on the last line of the Brisa, it's for a Ravtan, for somebody who has a huge meal, you know, you go by a regular sized meal. You don't specify the halacha for each person. That's what we got out of Rav Shimon Elazar's second line. That for this Ravtan, you go by there, you don't say that he requires a 10-course meal for his Erev, even though that's what he usually eats, but you go by another Maidus. But is that true that you don't tailor the halacha for each person? But for Hatan, you have a Brisa which seems to say you do tailor it. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Og Melech Habashan Pischo Kimiluo. What does that mean? There's a halacha that's of Hilchas Tumah that we have to learn today. It's found in Maseches Beitza, and that's called Sof Tumah Latzes. Which means, usually, we know there's a halacha called Tumas Ohel. If there's a dead body, if there's a corpse in a room, so then everything under that roof is Tame. That's Tuma. Let's say there are four doorways going out of that room. What about under the doorways? Is that Tame? Is that like a Hemshech of the Tumas Ohel? So the halacha is, if there's one main doorway that the mace is going to go out of, and you can assume that it's going to go out, or let's say you are megali your das somehow. Okay, we're not going to get into the details of the halacha, but somehow you've decided that you're going to go out one doorway, or you've headed out that doorway. So at that second, there's a discussion between Bishamah and Bishalah, but Lamaisa midrabanan, we're metame everything under that doorway, and the under the other doorways is tahar. That's called sof tumalatzes, which has a lot of halakha l'maaseh ramifications for hospitals. Let's say if you have hospitals, again, Tumas Ohel for let's say a hospital where you have a lot of Jewish patients, what about the, you usually take the niftarim out through a back door, through a front door, what's tummy, so it's a lot of halakha l'maaseh ramifications about, can you designate already which door the mace is going to go out, and under that doorway, or even that hallway, it's going to go out a certain hallway, because the rooms are going to, the floors of the rooms are not the same Ohel, so the whole hospital is not going to be tummy. But what about the doorways? Anyways, that's the halacha of sof tumalatzes. So says the Reb Shimon ben Elazar, what if you have a mace the size of Og Melech HaBashan? Right, a giant mace. Shar Misharim Balacha here points out that it's not Dafka Og Melech HaBashan, because Og Melech HaBashan is a non-Jew, and there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether a non-Jew is Matayi Ba'ol or not. So the Gemara doesn't use it as a proof. It's just saying, let's say you have somebody as big as Og Melech HaBashan. Right, let's say sometimes if it has a Shabbos, like, so one of the children asked, "Could I have an Og Melech HaBashan piece of challah? You know, and a big piece of challah." But that's what the Gemara says. So if you have a, says Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Og Melech HaBashan pischo kimiluo. Pischo kimiluo means that the Pesach goes according to the size of Og Melech HaBashan. Meaning, if you do not have a Pesach, let's say there are five doorways in the room going out of where the Og Melech HaBashan mace is. If you don't have a doorway that size for his body, so then all the doorways are tame. Even if you're going to think that you're going to go out one of the doorways, but you have to tailor the doorway to be the size of Og Melech HaBashan, says Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And if it's not that size right now, so all the doorways are tame. Right? That's what Rashi says. Pischo kimi luo lahatzal shar psachim. Vileka pesach techazilei kol chor maliagrov shebisalim tameyin. So you see, Reb Shimon ben Elazar asked the Gemara that you do tailor halachas to specific individuals. So why did he say earlier by Hilchos Eruv that by a Ravtan you go by a Suda Beinonis? Right? You should tailor the meal that he should require a large Suda. Answers the Gemara. Abaya, no, don't compare the halacha of Sof Tumalatzes to this case. There is a specific reason. Hasam Hechalevid. Over there, the whole halacha of Sof Tumalatzes has to do with where you're going to take him out in the future. So what are you going to do? There is no doorway that's big enough. Hadume Nahadme Benafke, where you're going to chop him up into little pieces and take him out? Obviously, you're going to take him out as is. So as is, so the one of the doorways is going to be big enough, and it's not, so you can't designate right now. So the specific halacha by Sof Tumalatzes. But don't compare that to Hilchas Erev. Ibai Lahu, plead your Rabbanan lady, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Olo. Did the Rabbanan argue or agree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar about this last halacha? Tashma, the Rabbi Bechana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Og Melech HaBashan Pischo Barba. Rabbi Yochanan says a statement that Og Melech HaBashan, the doorway they need is 4x4 Tvachim, which is the normal size doorway, so it's Mashma that the Rabbanan argue. You don't need Pischo Kimiluo, but Dalad al Dalad. So it seems like the Rabbanan argue. The Gemara said, no, maybe the Rabbanan don't argue. Hasam, what's the case that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about? Dika psachim ktanim tuva, where there are a lot of doorways that are small, less than 4x4 tvachim, v'ikachad dahavi arba. And there's one door that is 4 tvachim. Devadiki gamarvach, bahu karmarvach. Obviously, if you have one doorway that's semi-big and the other doorways are tiny, so obviously that's the doorway that you're going to expand. So that's the one that you could assume. But in the case of Reb Shimon Elazar, where he said that they're all tamei, they're all equal. So you don't really know which one you're going to go out. So it could be the Rabbanan would agree in that case. And it could be there's no machlokas between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon Elazar. Period. The Gemara continues with other shiurim. Amar v'chiyah baravashi amar rav ma'arvin bebsar chai. Right, as we said before, you can be ma'ariv with raw meat. Amar v'chiyah baravashi amar rav bebeitzim chayus. You can be ma'ariv with raw eggs. V'kama, so I don't know, bizman hazeh, now that we know that raw eggs are unhealthy, so can you still be, right, it relates to the Gemaras that we've had about using an unhealthy food. But we also know raw meat is unhealthy. So maybe it's not totally raw, maybe it's So, but either way, again, you'll have to look in the postgame. V'kama, how many raw eggs do you have to use for an Erev? Amar Benachem Bar Yitzchak, Sinai Amar Shtayim. Sinai said two eggs. Who's Sinai? So Rashi here quotes the Gemara, then we had at the end of Brachas. But Rav Yosef is called Sinai, right? The discussion of Sinai and Oker Harim, Bekiyas and Be'ion. So Sinai says two. Why Bedafka here is Rav Yosef called Sinai? Okay, Tzarech Iyun. I know why Dafka, out of all the places in Shas, why here is it called Sinai? Is this such a difficult Shaila? So I saw somebody somewhere quoted that maybe because we have the issue usually of we're not into Zugos, right? Zugos, pears is always, and Ayin Hara is always dangerous. So here he said you don't have to worry about pears because it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and therefore he knew. Maybe that's why. By mitzvah doesn't count, and you're only ma'ariv l'shei mitzvah. So I saw someone that one of the chronim to try to suggest because you had to put together a couple of halachas to know that you could say two because there's an issue of zukos, there's an issue of ariv l'shei mitzvah. Put all those halachas that shows his bekiyas. That's why he's dafka called Sinai here. Okay, hanotu ben amazon b'mayim. Back to the what it said in the Mishnah dafkavav. The Mishnah said if you make a promise, hanotu ben amazon mutar b'mayim b'melach. If you make a promise, you're not going to benefit from mazon. You're allowed to have water and salt. Says the Gemara, Melech u'mayim hudu lo ikri mazon. Water and salt are not called mazon. Hakamu li ikri mazon. But it sounds like from the Mishnah that everything else is called mazon. Because if you're no different than mazon, you're usher and everything. Let me David tuv to the Rav Shmuel. Let's say this is Akasha and Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel davar chavayu. Rav Shmuel say, Ein mevarech and vori minim mizonos elecha meshes haminim babad. What do you say the brach of mizonos on? Only on the five types of grain. Five types of grain. Wheat, spelt, oats, barley, and oats. And rye. So what is the so you see mizonos is only the five grains. Our Mishnah says mizonos, mazon is all foods except for water and salt. Stira. So Gemara says v'osvinichad zimna. What do you mean? Look back at Maseches Brachos. We already upshlugged Rav and Shmuel. We already asked a kasha on them. What did he said? What about rice? Rice is also included, right? So what are you asking a kasha on them? We already asked a kasha on them. So Gemara says no. Let's say it's a kasha also from our Mishnah. Also from our Mishnah, there's a stira. So, and Rav Huna is going to say, no, there's no kasha. There is a, the Sfas Emes asks on this Gemara, which, again, he gives an answer, but they'll ask a question, and that is, Hilchos Nedarim is always tricky. Because Hilchos Nedarim always goes by Lashon Bnei Adam. So, whenever you're asking from Hilchos Nedarim to any other context in Halacha, you always have to be careful. Because Nedarim, you might say you have an objective definition, but Nedarim is always Lashon Bnei Adam. What do people mean by it? The Gemara here assumes that we're going to compare Nedarim to what Mazon is Vilchas Brachas. So, Lav Dafka, the Gemara doesn't answer that you can be Mechalik, but Lav Dafka, you have to do that. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan's rule from the beginning of the Perek, that even when you have a rule, there can be an exception to the rule. Right, but here it's right, what he says, this is what you make a Bar Yom Zonos on, Ella. So, I don't know, did you say it by Ella? Not only with the Chutz? I'm not sure. But you're right, but I'm not sure. But anyway, the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Chiluk, the Dar B'Lashon Bnei Adam. So the Gemara could have answered that, but the Gemara did not. So answers the Gemara. Amar, if we want a different answer. No, but Omer Kol Hazon Alai. The Gemara, our Mishnah is not talking about Mazon. I know they're about a Mazon, but it's where you say a more inclusive term. You're right, Mazon only means the five grains, but Kol Hazon, anything that nourishes me. Kol hazon, anything that nourishes me. Maimu melachu delo zayni hakomi li zayni. All foods are nourishing somewhat. You're right, they're not mazon, but they are zayni, and therefore that's included in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara 1 second. B'yamar abarachana, kevi azon labas reid Rabbi Yochanan, l'mechal perig ginosar. Our story also we had in Brachas. Rabbi Abarachana says, when I went after Rabbi Yochanan to eat the fruits of ginosar, ginosar is Tveria. When I went to eat the unbelievable, sweet, delicious fruits of Tveria, and I followed Rabbi Yochanan there, ki avinan be'meya, when there were 100 of us following Rabbi Yochanan, havi manketinan l'kol chad v'chad asar asara. We each gathered 10 fruits for him. Altogether 1,000. Ki avinan be'asara havi manketinan l'kol chad v'chad me'o v'meya. So those had 1,000. If it was 10 of us, we each gathered 100. If it was 100 of us, we each gathered 10. V'chol me'a binayu lo havi machzik l'hu tzina baslas asavi. And the fruits were so big that a basket of 3 sa'ah couldn't hold them. V'havi ocha l'hu l'kulan. Rabbi Yochanan ate all of them. He used to eat all of the fruits. V'omar shvuasa d'lotam li ziyuna. And he said, I swear that I'm not. It didn't even make me full at all. No damn ziyuna, or it didn't give me ziyuna. It didn't sustain me at all. So what do you see from here, from Rabbi Yochanan, that really ziyuna does not apply to other foods, right? We just said that ziyuna applies to all foods except for water and salt, but here he says these beautiful fruits did not sustain him. The Gemara said no, ema mazona. Really, no, that's what he said. I didn't have mazon. And mazon, as we said, is only the 5 grains. But that's the story of Rabbi Yochanan and the Talmidim. Just one hara, and that is, where is it here? There's a beautiful Bach. The Bach writes in, where are we? In Hilchas Bracha Achrona. We say in Ala Michya, we say, V'nochal mipirya v'nisva mituva. We say at the end of when we're davening for Yerushalayim to be rebuilt, we say, V'nochal mipirya, we want to eat from its fruit, v'nisva mituva, and be satiated from its goodness. So the tour in Simon Reish Ches quotes that there are some that say, don't say that line. What are you davening because you want to eat the fruit of Israel? The fruit of Eretz Yisrael? You daven that you want to live in Eretz Yisrael, you have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says, V'yesh omrim, v'yinocha b'peryeh b'nisva b'tuva, v'ein la'omro, she'ein lachmod haris b'shol peryeh v'tuva, elakayim mitzvah satuluyos ba, adkan. Like the Gemara at the end of the first American Sota by Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in. So the Bach says, no. The Bach says, what's the time for the minag? Because the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are yonik, the Kedusha itself. And when you eat fruit of Eretz Yisrael, says the Bach, that's a spiritual exercise. That's just not eating fruit. He says, Tema, says the Bach, on the people who don't want to say it. Halo Kedushas Ha'aretz ha'nishpas ba mikedushas ha'aretz ha'elyonahi. Nishpas gam b'peiroseha. She'yonkim mikedushas ha'shchina. Ha'shochenes b'kerav ha'aretz. And he ends off. He says, "V'alkei nicha ma'ashon ha'machnis v'rachazu v'nochem peir v'nisva b'tuva ki ba'achilas peiroseha ane nizonim mikedushas ha'shchina u'mitaharasa v'nisva b'tuvasa." So it's not just stam eating fruit. So that's why we say, and that's what does the Bach have to do with this? No, because this is about the fruit that they were very excited about eating the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Right? They had a whole class trip. Rabbi Yochanan's class went to took a trip to go eat the fruits of Peres Kinosar and read Tarasa Umnaso. So after they took out time, which shows that there was some importance to this. Doesn't sound like maybe it was Ben Azmanim. I don't know, but it doesn't say. But either way, they took out time to. I don't know if they had a Ben Azmanim in those days. I once heard B'shem the Shloha Kadosh that Ben Azmanim, the Esahara invented Ben Azmanim. What do you mean Ben Azmanim? Life is the Zman. What do you mean Ben Azmanim? Okay, there are different Zmanim, but there's nothing Ben Azmanim. There's no time. B'shem Shalom Yovel Olayla. The Shloha Kadosh didn't believe in Ben Azmanim. So Rabbi Yochanan probably didn't either. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Second to last skinny line. You got a question? We spoke about apples, yeah. We spoke about apples, right, by Rava. We spoke about apples considered muzzle. We spoke about why he thought not so. But again, so there with the Lachara, the same answer would be ziyune and not muzzle. If you didn't ziyune, not muzzle. Amar avun amar Rav, shua shlochel kikerzu ma'arvin lobo, kikerzu alayim ma'arvin lobo. Rapuna says as follows. Two different lashonos. If you say, I swear that I won't eat this bread, shua shlochel kikerzu ma'arvin lobo, you could use that as an Erev, right? Because you're just saying, I'm not going to eat it. But inherently, am I allowed to get hana from it? Yeah. So I'm only saying I can't eat it, but any other hana I would want to get. So that's why you're allowed to be ma'arif. We're going to read this whole Gemara according to Rashi. Other Rishonim have other readings. We're going to read according to Rashi.
The whole purpose to be able to eat it?
The purpose is to unite you. It's to have your food. But labdafka that you're going to eat it is to the purpose is to unite you. So even if you're not going to eat it, as we said, as long as it's roy to eat for somebody else. Kikar zu alai, but if I say this kikar is usser to me, I don't say, I swear I'm not going to eat it. If I say this kikar is usher to me, so then, ema arvin lobas, you can't use it. Because that language is all-inclusive. You don't want to get any pleasure from that kikar. Ema arvin lo, you can't use it. There is a question, that there is a sugya, which the Gemara is going to talk about a little bit tomorrow and in the future, called mitzvos lav lahenos ninu. When you do a mitzvah, it's not given for different ways how to understand that different sheets in the Rishonim. But let's say it means that mitzvahs aren't given for the hana. Meaning, if there's a hana about a mitzvah, it's just a side thing. You don't have to worry about that hana. So how can somebody say emarva? So you made a neder that you're not going to get any hana from this. But we know that many sheets say that you make an erev only l'shei mitzvah. So Tosas just points out here, you have to say one or the other. Either this shita is holding that you can make an error of shalom l'sei mitzvah, or the shita holds mitzvahs l'henos nitnu. So Tosas just makes that error. You have to hold one or the other to understand this gemar. But that's the chilik of Rav Huna. Again, remember, I swear that I'm not going to eat it. You're allowed to use it for an error. That kikar is usher to me. Not allowed to use it. Meisvei, I know there's a kikar ma'arvin lo ba. We have a brisa that says if you promise from a kikar, you're allowed to use it from an erev. My lav to amar alai. Doesn't that brisa mean a case where you say it's usher to me? It's usher to me. So then it will be a kasha and refuna because this brisa says that you're allowed to use it, and refuna says you're not allowed to use it. So another brisa says lo to amar zu. That brisa is only a case where you said this kikar I am not going to eat. So therefore it fits into Rafuna. And Achanayim is Tavar, it makes sense from the next line of the Brisa. Diktani Sefer, the next line says, Ema Saibizan Sha'amar Shvua Shlo'at Amena. When does this apply where you say, a Shvua that I'm not going to taste it? Aval Amar Alai, Mai, Achanayim Deima Arvan Loba. But if you would say Alai, right, this Kikar is Asr to me, then in Achanayim, like Rafuna, you can't use it as an Erev. Fine. But then the Gemara has another question. Ihachi, if it's true that this Brisa agrees to the Chilak of Rafuna at the Tani, so why does the Brisa in the next line have to bring in an additional new factor at the Tani Kikar Zu Hakta Shema Arvan Loba? Lefish Shema Arvan Behakdeshos, why does the Brisa have to bring in that you can't use a Kikar of Hektish, because that's totally off limits, Shema Arvan Behakdeshos, Lifla Vasibadida? If the Brisa really holds over Rafuna's Chilak, so why do you have to bring in a new factor to make a Chilak? Use the same factor, forget Hektish. Make the following Chilak. So why don't you make the chiluk within regular Hilchos Shabbos, regular chulin, and the chiluk is the lashon that you use. So Rafuna says elamai kalechad amar alai ma'arvin. But what you're going to say that the Brisa is talking about a case of a lie? It is a kasha against me. So kasha rachis. Then the first line doesn't fit in the line that we said because the Brisa says shavua shloat amena. So chisuri mechzer of hakik tani. So Rafuna says you have to. The Gemara says not Rafuna. You have to learn the Brisa like this. Hanoder min hakikar ma'arvin loba. If you make a neder from a kikar, you're allowed to use it. Vafilo amar a lie. Even if you say a lie, nase ke omer shvur shloat amena. That's how you read the first two lines of the Brisa. Even if you say a lie, which is a case where Rafuna says you would be able to use it, the Brisa is arguing on that. And no, it's as if you said it's shvur that I won't eat it, won't taste it, and therefore you still could do it. Why? But he said I can't get any hana kikar zu a lie. So the Rashi explains is that no, the umdana, the assumption of what people mean by saying this kikar is also to me, is the basic hana, and that's the eating hana. Any other hana, l'chora, the Brisa is assuming, that's the machlokas here, but this Brisa is assuming that that is not included, and therefore it's mutter to use as an eruv. So Gemara says, we call Malcolm Kashler Rafuna, so this Brisa is against Rafuna. Remember, Rafuna can't argue on the Brisa. Rafuna is an Amora. He can't argue on the Brisa unless he has another Brisa on his side. That's exactly what the Gemara says. He has a Tana. Hudamar Kribe Eliezer. So Rafuna holds like Kribe Eliezer. Tanya Belezer Omer. Shvush lo ochel kikerzu ma'arvan loba. Kikerzu olay ma'arvan loba. Exactly Rafuna's chilik. Continues the Gemara. Miyamar Belezer Hachi. Does Rabbi Eliezer really hold of his chilik? Vahatanya ze'aklal adam oser atzmo ba ochel. Excuse me, ma'arvan loba. If somebody asers themselves in food, ma'arvan loba, then it's okay, because that's focused on the ochel, and it's just that you're not going to focus on the person, you're not going to eat it, then you can use it as an erev. Ochel hane'asar lo la'adam, but if a person asers food on them, focusing on the chefsa, ain't ma'arvan loba, you can't use it as an erev, which sounds fine according to Rav Huna. But Rabbi Lazar Omer, and we just said Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Lazar, says a different shita. Kikar zu alay ma'arvan loba, the kikar zu upon me, you can use as an erev. Which is a steer in Rabbi Eliezer, because we just said Rabbi Eliezer does not say that. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kikar zu alai, ema arvan loba, and his chilek is with hektish. Kikar zu hektish, ema arvan loba, lefish ema arvan loba, hektishos. So Gemara says, no steer, retre tanai aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. It's two versions, two tanaim, two talmidim heard different things in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, lemaisup, different lashonos of when you say, if you say, this kikar is usher for me to eat, so everybody agrees that you'd be able to use that as an error. If you say, kikar zu alai, this kikar is usher to me, that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. You have different opinions. Do you mean all, do you have in mind all hanos, or do you have in mind only the basic hana, and that is eating? Kikar zu shal hektish, you for sure, kikar of hektish, you for sure can't use for an error. Right? So you have the two extremes, one for sure yes, one for sure no, and the middle case of kikar zu alai, where there is a machlokas. Continues the Gemara about the next line of the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah had said that you can make a Erev for a Nazir with wine. Marvel Nazir b'yayin, Uli Yisrael b'truma. The Gemara had those two lines, and we had Sumchis who argued on one of the cases, which we'll have on our base. But the Gemara first says, Masisa Zolke Beishamai. The Mishnah appears to be against Beishamai. The Tanya, which is not a bad thing, you know, Stamma de Masisa is Beisilo. The Tanya, as it says in the Brisa, Beishamai Omer Meim, Arvel Nazir b'yayin, Uli Yisrael b'truma. Beishamai says, no, Beishamai says it has to be Roy for the person himself. Beisilo Omer Meim, Arvel Nazir b'yayin, Uli Yisrael b'truma. Beisilo says, no, you're allowed to use wine for a Nazir and a Truma for Yisrael, even though they're not allowed to eat it. Amrulai Beisela Beishamai. Beisela says to Beishamai, Iyatem Modim, Shemarvin Lagadol B'Yom Kippurim. Don't you admit to me that you're allowed to be Ma'arev on Yom Kippur for a Gadol, even though a Gadol can't eat it? So Amrulahen Aval. Yeah, Beishamai says, I agree to that. Right? Aval means Be'emet. Right? They were the brothers by Yosef. Aval Hashem Manachnu. Aval is Be'emet. Right? So he said, they said, yeah, we admit to that. So Amrulahen, so Beisela says, if you admit to that, then there's a Svara. Kishem Shemarvin Lagadol B'Yom Kippurim, Kain Marvin Lagadol B'Yalan Shom B'Shuma. What's the difference? It says Beisela. Just like you can use be ma'arif for a gadol on Yom Kippur, even though he can't eat it, so too you can be ma'arif for a nazir with wine in Israel betruma, even though they can't eat it. What's the difference? Ubeishamai says no. Ha sam ika suuda haruuyim ibod yom. Ha chalek suuda haruuyim ibod yom. Says Ubeishamai, don't compare Yom Kippur to the other cases. By Yom Kippur, at least the second, right when there's a shvisa, kinyan shvisa of the eruv, so you can eat it right then, right before Yom Kippur starts. Assuming, and the Rishonim point out here that the assumption is that there's a machlokas later on, which we're going to get to, that the moment that the Erev starts, kicks in, is the second before Shabbos and Yom Tov start. So at that moment, it's mutter. So that's why it works by Yom Kippur, says Beis Shammai. Mashe'enki by a Nazir and the Yisrael B'Truma, it's never good for them. They can never eat it. Right? We're talking about a case, he's within his Naziris. So don't compare, for me, the two cases. A couple of Ha'aris. Here it says, Ma'arvin l'goldo b'yom ha'kippurim. Why? So the top Rashi is an important Rashi. Rashi says, why can you could be Ma'ari for a Gola on Yom Kippur? Rashi says, since a katan could eat it. Since a katan could eat it today, so that's why, and a katan is a lav bar onshin, Rashi says. Hol v'chazi l'katan she'eno bar onshin. So that's why he is, that's why it's considered fit. Just like a truma could be eaten by a kohen, and nazir, wine could be eaten by a non-nazir. So too, a katan could eat this food. Rav Moshe in his Shuva has a discussion of a big topic. It's a big topic, it's a Baba Kama topic and others, and that is when a katan does an Aveira, what is it considered? Is it a Maisa Aveira with a Patur Onshin, or not even a Maisa Aveira? It's a big discussion. It's a Gemara's in Baba Kama towards the end, and a Chovel about it. Let's say if your child breaks a window in school. So, okay, Lamaisa, you're going to have to pay for it. But are you paying for it because they did a Maisa Aveira? Or, not because they did any Maisa Aveira, but you're paying for it because you're responsible. But Lav Dafka is a Maisa Aveira. Nafkamina, let's say after the child gets older, does he have to pay for his Nezek that he did when he was a Katan? It's a big sukkah. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin also about it. So Ramosha discusses this in Yoredeya Chelok Aleph Simon Gimel, and he says, V'nachol ani azdaiti, the Katan, af she'eno la bisurim, eno mishum she'en hadavar isur lagabe. Don't compare a Katan to a Goy before he converts. Says Rav Moshe, an akum is mufka for mitzvahs, but a katan, says Rav Moshe, is not. He's allowed to do it, but it's still called objectively a ma'isa aveira. Alavanda kima duhu ben Yisrael who behechrach b'chlal kabbalah zu umemela havi isurim b'shem isurim gam lahakatan ach yumidini haTorah she'aragav was mutter b'isurim. And he listened to the comparison. It's like chametz for a gadol before Pesach. It's like an Isser Malacha of Shabbos on Tuesday. So an Isser Malacha on Shabbos exists for us. And Chametz exists for us, but it's just not Usser for us yet. So he says, the Rav Moshe says, that's like a Katan becomes a Gadol. He says, V'ukein Chametz she'asser rak v'Pesach. V'Isser Malacha she'asser rak v'Shabbos. Shavadei af b'chol v'chalashon nechshvi yisor chayovim. I can never eat Chametz on Pesach, but it's not Pesach. So the Katan can never do it, but he's not a Gadol yet. So Ramosha, that's where Ramosha, v'kakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak Gayer, ain't alof shame Isser Klau. So Ninilu Torah Klau. And that's what Rav Moshe says. There are nafkaminas in the Gemara between a katan and an akum. And then at the end of the tshuva says Rav Moshe, Ume Rashi Eirvin Daflamid. That's us. Rashi Eirvin Daflamid, that right, what did Rashi say? Rashi's Lashon. Why is it roi food on Yom Kippur to use for an Erev? Because it's roi l'katan she'eno bar onshin. Says Rav Moshe, could you be medayik from that he's not a bar onshin, but it is a maisa avera? Says Rav Moshe, you can't really be medayik from that. Because if a katan is also usser to eat on Yom Kippur, then you'd never be able to say that, oh, because it's roi for a katan. What do you mean it's roi for a katan? It's usser for a katan too. It says Rav Moshe, you're just not going to get punished for it. So says Rav Moshe from Rashi, the fact that he just said Eino Bar Onshin, says Eini Roa Shum Mashmos to Isra Mia Ika. You can't be Medayik from this Rashi that it's only Ter Onshin, no, it's the other Rabbah. If there's an Isra, it shouldn't be Roy La'erev. After like Onish. The Mashayakan Onish, Hatzarach Lius Roy Mamish. So he says that's why Shabar Shakavanis Rashi, Shonish for Isra Tuluyin Zebazet. Vikim Shaino Bar Onshin, Eino Gam Bar Isra. That is the Shuva Rav Moshe. Again, it's a large topic. Just Rav Moshe talks about our Rashi, so I brought it in. And that's related to that Rashi. Oh, this. Does it go to that? The father's responsible for the hefsid caused by the katan. But objectively, is the katan's actions called the maisa avera? The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about, is a maisa bia of a katan. Is there takala? Is there kalon? You know, so is there embarrassment? Again, that has to do with whether there is a maisa avera by a katan. Yeah.
Isn't the chalos, isn't the status of the avera based on the chalos for Shabbos?
Is the status of the Erev based on the Chalos the second before Shabbos? That's a discussion. The Rishonim say here, that's the answer of Beis Shammai. If it's based on the Sof Hayom is Kona, the last second is Kona, that's why it would work. Just two other Ha'aris on this line, and then we'll continue. That is the Rif in Beitza quotes our Gemara as a proof that, he says, Halacha is, Kaimalan, the Yantav Tzarech Erev Tchumen, V'ein Tzarech Erev Chatzeros, V'shita Mavos, Aval Yom Kippur Tzarech Afilu Erev Chatzeros. Kidetanya, and he quotes our Gemara. From our Gemara, you see, ah, Haraya, that is Erev Chatzeros, even on Yom Kippur. Halacha Lamaisa, do you need, is Yom Kippur like Shabbos or like Yantav when it comes to Ilchas Erev? So we paskin like this Rif, we paskin that is Isser Hotzah on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you need an Erev. So the Rif says that it's based on our Gemara. So it's just the Hara that the Beis Yosef says, where do you see an our Gemara, Erev Chatzeros? According to most Rishonim, we had at the beginning of the parak, talking about Erev Tchumen here. Erev Tchumen, there's even on Yantiv, there are certain levels of Tchumen, certain types of Tchumen that you're not allowed to walk out of. But on Yom Kippur, where do you get from here that it's talking about Erev Chatzeros? So the Shagas Ari and Simon Ayin says, no, it must be that according to some Rishonim, there's always a connection between the two. And again, this is Al Pilam, this is a lot of what we're not talking about so much here, that Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen, though they're different functions, and they're very different Erevs, maybe there are parallels between the two. And once you have a halacha for one, you have a halacha for the other. Says the Shakasari, that's what you have to say for the Rif. Because our Gemara doesn't say anywhere, specifically Erev Chatzeros. But it must be a Kishem, that just like if he says it by Tchumen, it must be that once you say something for Tchumen, you have to say it for Erev Chatzeros either. And finally, one last line, and then we'll continue. And that is, what did Beis Shammai answer here? Over there, it's Ikasuda Harui Mibod Yom. By Yom Kippur, it's allowed, because it's Roy right the second before. So we've shown him say, this is only, it must be, according to the Shita of Sof Hayom Kona, a sugi we're going to come up later on, that when does the Erev start? The second before Yantif. Not the second on Yantif, because the second on Yantif, it's not going to work, because then it's already Yantif, and you can't eat it. I just thought that maybe this connects to what we spoke about Shabbos Shuvah. A little bit, Lav Dafka, but I think it might work well. And then as we spoke about that, according to related to the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So we mentioned a shita of Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says that why is there a mitzvah on eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Because that's the Sudas Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur requires a Sudas, Udas Yantif, and you can't eat it because there's a key mitzvah to fast, mitzvah of Inui, so you have to move it up a day. So we said, you can have the Suda of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur? So we said, one of the assumptions is, and we saw this beferish in the Chai Adam, that according to Rabbi Yonah, there must be that there's a Chalos Shein Yom Kippur, even on Erev Yom Kippur. Somewhat. It's quasi. It's a quasi Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom already started. That's the only way you could say, we saw this in the Rambam also, but it's the only way you could say that you could eat the Sudas Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. You have to say it's a little Yom Kippur already. So maybe that also connects to this line. Hasimika Suda Harim Yom Yom. Even Friday, it's Semi Yom Kippur, and it's Roy that day. So I think, if according to that idea, it fits in well to the Gemara. It's not the Pashas of the Gemara. The Pashas of the Gemara is, according to the Rishonim, it's going by the second before Yantif. But I think it fits in well to this Lashon, that whole Derech in understanding the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Kiman, who is our Mishnah like? Delo Kechananya. I'm sorry, who is this like that we just said? That Beis Shammai argues and says you can't make an error for a Nazir B'Yayin and Yisrael B'Shruma. This is against Hananya's understanding of Beis Shammai, who Hananya says Beis Shammai has a very different standard. D'tanya Hananya Omer, Kalatma Shebeis Shammai lo yamodim be'erev, ashi yozi mitaz v'chol kadesh tashbisho l'sham. Hananya says that Beis Shammai holds that Erev, you know what Erev Tchumen is? You have to bring out your whole house, all of your belongings, to where you want the Erev. In other words, he rejects the concept of just putting food out there. They have to put out all your clothes. You got to put out everything. Kol klasi tashmisho. So therefore, this version of Beis Shammai that we just said earlier, that the only problem is the Nazir with Yayin and Yisrael Betruma, so that's mashma that he does hold of Erev fundamentally, just to be Roy, which is against this version of Beis Shammai. Come on, Oslo, who's the author of the following? Hadatanya, the Brisa says, Erev Yishchar Mel Yosef Levanim. If you made an Erev when you were outside in your black clothes, you can't go out and go afterwards to get your white clothes. But Levanim Mel Yosef Yishchar, in your white clothes, you can't later go out to get your black clothes. Come on, Amr of Nachma Yislach Hananya, Yivalibet the Beis Shammai. It must be like Hananya, according to Beis Shammai, meaning the most limited version. That if you only brought out some of your clothes, then, if you only brought out your black clothes, you can't take out your white clothes. But says the Gemara, one second. It sounds like from the Gemara, the only problem is that if you put the Erev with your black clothes, you can't go get your white clothes. What are you talking about? If you didn't bring out your white clothes, you can't even go out in your black clothes. Because the way they saw you have to bring out everything. All your clay tashmisho. And if you didn't bring out one, then you can't even carry the, or go out in the tomb, wear the ones that you were wearing at the time. So according to Bishamai, you know, he's more extreme. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tachikar, this is what it's meant. Irei b'levanim v'chutzrach l'shchorim. Ah, b'levanim lo yetzei. No, what the Braisa means to say is that if you were ma'arid b'levanim with white, and then you needed the shchorim, you can't even go out with the levanim. Meaning, you had to bring out everything. Come on. Amrach, where is chachanani v'alei b'dei Bishamai? The most exclusive shita for Hilchas Erev. The Ritva here points out that let's say a new need comes up on Shabbos, that even Beishamai is going to agree that if you brought out your basic materials that you're going to need for Shabbos, so then if something else comes up that you didn't know that you were going to need, even Beishamai would agree it's okay. Beishamai requires everything that you normally assume that you would need on Shabbos. Sumchas Omer Bachulin. Remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah had quoted that the Tanakhama holds that a Nazir could use wine and a Yisrael could use Truma. Sumchas argues on case two that no. A Yisrael can't use Truma, Yisrael has to use Chulin. But Sumchas does not argue on the first case about a Nazir with wine. What's the difference? In both cases, it's not Roy. That's the question now. The Ilul Nazir B'Yayin Lo Palag. He doesn't argue on the fact that a Nazir can use wine. My Taima. Why? What's the difference? After the Mishal on his Zirusay. No, because by a Nazir, he can be Shoel on his Naziris, meaning he could somehow retract his Naziris. I don't want to be a Nazir if I knew. Right? We had this Hataras Adarim at the end of Mesechta Shabbos. So he could be Shoel on his Naziris. So therefore, that's why it's really Ra'oi for it could be Ra'oi for him. That's why the Sukkot doesn't argue in that case. Yachi Trumanami Efshad Mishalei. What do you mean? Truma also. You can be Mishalan. You could say, you know, the Hafrasha is Truma. You could be Shoel on your Hafrasha, as long as Tosas points out that you didn't give it to the Kohen yet. You could be Mafrish. You could be Shoel on your Hafrasha. So again, what's the difference between Truma and wine for the Nazir? So the Gemara says, no. E Mishalei Hadzul Tivlei. So fine, you'll be Shoel on your Truma, but you still won't be able to eat it. So it'll be Tevel. So it'll still be Aser. So Mimadavshach is going to be Aser to you. So it's not going to help you. So the Gemara said, no. It'll be Tevel, but then you'll say, you know what? The food that I have in my house should be Truma on this item, and I'm going to be able to eat it. So I'm going to be able to eat it. So again, what's the difference between this case and Nazir? So the Gemara said, no. Lo nechshedu chaveirim litrum shlom and amukaf. We're not choshed people to be toreim from grains that are not connected. The halach is when you're toreim, you have to be toreim and amukaf. I'm not allowed to be able to take truma from a field in Idaho for my field in Alaska. Right? You have to be toreim and amukaf. It has to be close together. It has to be even touching. No geya. So therefore here, we're not choshed, not just not choshed. That's the halacha. We don't assume people aren't going to go say, I have this Erev food in my hands and truma in my house on this. You're not allowed to do that. So memela, once you have truma in your hand, you have truma in your hands. So what I'm going to say, you can be shoel, it's going to become tevel. You going to fix it? You can't fix it. Because you can't fix it from something outside your house. So Gemara says, v'lifer shaleminei bay, ubay. So fine, so just take off a little bit of the Erev, what you have, and say, okay, this part is truma on the rest, and the rest of it you use for an Erev. So Gemara says, no, what's the case we're talking about? Deles Bashira. We're talking about where you have the exact amount of two sudos. So you can't take off at all. Because if you take off any to be truma for the rest, you're not going to have the amount for an Erev. So you have the exact amount. So in that case, that's the case where Sumcha says you could use truma for, you cannot use truma for a Yisrael, because it's not right for to eat. So Gemara says, my Pascha. That's the rule. It sounds like in the Mishnah that it's a rule. He says you could always use yayin for a Nazir, and you can't use truma for Yisrael. And now we're saying it's this tiny little kimta case. So Gemara says, okay, different answer. What's the difference between the wine case and the truma case? El asumcha savla karabanan. No, the problem it's becoming tevel, and you want to be mafrish minei ubeid. There's another problem with that because you can't be mafrish right now. Why? At the moment the Shabbos starts, you can't be mafresh, because it's aser midrabanan to be mafresh truma. That's mesakein. We had that in the Mishnah in Baba Malikin. So you can't do it. So that is why it is aser. For a nazir, you're shoal on your neder. And even if you can do that on Shabbos, we had this is Lusorach Shabbos. So we had Sheels Hatar Sheels Adam Lusorach Shabbos is Mutter. That's the last Mishnah in Shabbos. But here, if it's hafreshes truma, so that is a Yisro drabanan, a shvus, and therefore we're goes around that bein hashmashas, and that's why there's a difference between yayin lanazir and truma for a yisrael. Continues the gemara. Kaman oz lahadetznan. Who is the author of the following? The Mishnah that says in Meseches Kalim, yesh she'amra kolofi mashehu adam. There are those that say that you always go by the size of the person. Regarding which halachas, mali kumso mincha, the size of a kometz for a carbon mincha, right? A kohen, when he brings a carbon mincha, is a flower, so he has to put it under his three middle fingers and rub off with the pinky and the thumb, so every kohen has a different size hand. So what's the size of the kometz, the flower under here? Look, there we going. Malakum sa mincha, malakhaf of ketores. How much ketores is offered? So again, it depends however big the palm of the hand is. Vashos ha-malakum yom kippurim, drinking a cheekful on Yom Kippur. Also, different size cheeks. You go by every person. Ubim mazon shtei sudos la'erev. Mazon for two meals for, you go by every person. Come on, so who is that like who says that it goes by every person? Amar Abzeira Sumchas, he must be Sumchas, Amar Maida Chazile Be'inon. Because Sumchas says you always go by what's right for a person. That's why you can't use Shruma for a Yisrael. So the author must be Sumchas. Lema Pligat of Rishim Ben Elazar, let's say he argues on Rishim Ben Elazar. The Tanya, we had an Amad Aleph. Rishim Ben Elazar, Omer Ma'ariv L'chol L'zakin K'dim Zon, L'raftam Su D'Bein Nishal Kol Adam. Right, you see, according to Rishim Ben Elazar, you don't always go by the specific person. Because a Ravtan, somebody who eats a lot, you always still just require a Suda Beininess. So the Gemara says, no, it could be that there's no argument. Tirgama Achol V'Zakin. It could be that the Mishnah from Kalim, they just quoted when it said, you always go by the specific person, that's referring to the Chol and the Zakin part of it, right? Because then you go by the specific person. Aval Ravtan, Batla Daito is a Kaladam. But by a Ravtan, somebody eats a lot, so even the Mishnah would agree that Batla Daito is a Kaladam, and you would go by a middle-sized meal. So just to be misakein, there are four shitas in the Tanaim here, what you're allowed to use for Hilchas Erev. You have Beishamai of Hananya, the most extreme, you have to take your whole, all your possessions for Shabbos out to where the Erev is. You have the Beishamai of the Brisa, who says that it has to be food that's ro'i for you right now. Then you have Sumchis, who says it has to be food that's ro'i for you, but ro'i can mean, even if that means that you're going to have to be shoal on your Nazirus. That's also considered ro'i. And then you have the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who say that even if it's not ro'i for you, as long as it's ro'i for other people. So those are four shitas in the Tanoim, what type of food you could use for Erev. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the last couple lines go quickly. Bezer Menachem will do with you tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos. Today's Shiva was Lezei Chanishmas, Avasib, and Dov Mordechai.